Basically, it was as wide as the chariots, and it was cut out of stone. And basically, the chariots, when they made the chariots, they had aluminium wheels. So when we went around the corners, they slipped. They kind of drifted, like, and we were kind of 300 feet up.
Welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Welcome back to Cunning Stunts, everybody. And firstly, Happy New Year. And for our UK listeners, Happy New Lockdown. 2020 was a difficult year for us all, and it's looking like 2021 is starting just as hard. So please enjoy this podcast series and a nice distraction from the world at large. So firstly, this episode for the first one of the new year is my good friend Bradley Farmer. Brad and I first met on the Harry Potter films, and we share many great memories together. Brad has been involved in stunts since 1998 and has an extensive credit list, including Star Wars, Hitman's Bodyguard, Bond, Batman, Avengers, Game of Thrones, and Band of Brothers. In this interview, Brad shares us some of his on-set experiences, including what it was like doing a naked stairfall, life as a stormtrooper, and what it was like being buried under sand and then find yourself trapped. So here's our interview with Brad. Hope you enjoy.
So thanks for joining us today, mate. Do you mind telling us your name and how long you've been involved in stunts?
My name's Bradley Farmer, and I've been involved in stunts since 1998.
98. And how did you get into it, Brad? How did you find out about it?
Well, my brother-in-law is quite a well-known stuntman and stunt coordinator. He's Greg Powell. So I've kind of been around the business since I was 14.
Yep. And your first film, what was the first thing, first set you walked on?
The first set I walked on, I think it was with Greg, and I think it was Legend, which was a very young Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, yeah. So.
How did the conversation go when, like, you were first interested in stunts and Greg was saying, like, oh, you should try it out, you'd be great at it, or how did that go?
It kind of didn't really go like that, because I didn't start training until I was kind of 25.
Oh, okay.
So, we'd been in the family for 11 years anyway, so it was just a progression. And there was no actual conversation of, you know, you're going to do that or whatever. It was just like, right, I'm going to do it, and then that was it.
And what were your skills that you trained in?
God, what was that, a long time ago? Fencing, motor racing, swimming, kickboxing, and trampolining, yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah, nice.
And obviously we're like best mates, and we know each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you worked with us on all of Potter's part of the Potter family. But I first knew you when I come on the first Potter, but you were doing Band of Brothers at the time with Greg, weren't you?
We were doing Band of Brothers, and we were told about this film about a kid on a wizard on a broomstick, and we were like, we've just been doing this big action movie, and then we're going to do this movie about this kid on a broomstick, and that's where it kind of all started. Nice. And it kind of blew up from there, didn't it?
Yeah, was it kind of like, oh, well, there's going to be no stunts on that?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we had stunts all the time.
And then my first day, that's when they strapped me on my first day's work here at the studios to the back of the broomstick, and that's my first time that I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then they drove me up and down the runway with Chris looking through the lens.
Okay. And what, were you being pulled by a truck? Or
no,
like,
the
arm
pole
on the back
arm,
the truck?
So the broomstick pole arm was on the back of a flatbed truck. They drove the truck down the road at 60 miles an hour and skidded my feet off the floor. Oh, pole arm. Yeah, and that was my first days of work, and that's when I first met
Were you driving, Brad? Were you...
No, you were on the back of the pole on the safety.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, funny.
Awesome.
So some of the films that... I know, like, obviously quite a lot of your history, but if you can share some of the jobs that you worked on.
Some of the jobs I worked on? Well, obviously, all the Harry Potter movies. Game of Thrones, which is quite kind of big at the moment.
Yeah.
Batman movies, Bonds. The list goes on.
Yeah. And Star Wars, you managed to get
Star Wars? Obviously, yeah. That's a small movie. Star Wars 7 and 8. Yeah. Stormtrooper. That was probably the highlight of my career.
Really?
The first time I put the Stormtrooper outfit on, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm a Stormtrooper, because that was probably one of my first movies that I saw when I was like, you know, kind of 8 years old, and it had a big effect on me. And being a Stormtrooper was this was it. But after about 5 minutes, I realised I was going to be in it for the next 12 hours. It kind of wore off quickly.
Really uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. You can't eat. You can't do lots of normal things that you do.
You can't just take the helmet off.
You can take the helmet off, but you can't get your hand to your mouth.
Right. I see. So you can sort of like throw Maltesers at yourself or something.
People helping each other, feeding each other. Very, very romantic stuntmen feeding each other. It was a good experience. Great.
And what other films were there when you were growing up? Were there other films that you like watched action wise that you were like, oh, that's awesome?
Oh yeah, there was films like Smokey and the Bandit, The Cannonball Run, all those kind of films. Jaws. About, I mean, it was a massive movie then.
What about action stars? Is there any that you look back and that you think inspired you, or that you just acknowledge from afar?
I mean, like Jackie Chan. I mean Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is amazing. He's the best. He'd have been an amazing stuntman. Really good. But it's some good. And Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Is amazing. I mean, pick up fights. Like, you know, you fight 10 guys. You just show him once, and he's got it.
Really.
He's in there and he's doing it. Yeah. Amazing.
That's cool. Was that the same on the first Batman movie, or has he just? Did he always have that, or has he got really good at it?
He just had it. It was just the memory. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
And some of the locations that you managed to go to, I mean, some of the travel that the job's taken you on.
Yeah. Everywhere. Africa, so North Africa, South Africa, all over Europe. Loads of Iceland and, loads of different places. Yeah, nice.
Is that one of your favourite parts of the job, to travel? Or?
It used to be when I was younger, but as you get older, you want your own bed and you want to go home.
I want that now.
Even out of a suitcase, it's not fun. But sometimes it all depends how long you're going for. If you go for a couple of weeks, then it's quite nice, and you're out with the guys, and But when you've got runs of like 6 months and stuff like that, it can get a bit get to you a bit, yeah.
And what about in terms of obviously, like, it's a dangerous job, and you have. Has there ever been a moment when you've been about to do a stunt that you're just like, this is edgy, you know? I'm near the line.
Yeah, there's only one. And that was a film called Exodus. With Christian Bale again.
Oh yes, right.
We were doing this scene which was on a beach in Fuerteventura, and it was about 10 chariots, cavalry in between. And basically, we had the Hungarian drivers, chariot drivers, and the Moroccans. I mean, they are amazing. They are amazing. And we were going around these cliffs. Basically, it was as wide as the chariots, and it was cut out of stone. And basically, the chariots, when they made the chariots, they had aluminium wheels. So when we went around the corners, they slipped. They kind of drifted, and we were kind of 300 feet up. And it's the only time I've really thought I could actually die here, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's the only real time, because I think it was because it was kind of out of control. The horses, you got all these elements. It's not just us.
Yeah.
You know, when it's just us, then we're in control. When you've got all these other factors, and then it can get a bit.
Yeah.
A bit edgy. Yeah. A bit sketchy. Yeah.
Now, yeah. I remember, because we've had a lot of banter about it, but you were double for Brad Pitt on... We call you Armpit, don't we?
Yes, you do call me Armpit, yeah. Thanks for that.
What was that on? And
that was a film called Spy Game. which we did in Morocco. Yeah.
And is there a Theo wiping the top lip story that I remember? Do you remember he's in the back seat of the car?
Oh yeah. We were in so I'm Dublin, Brad, and Theo is playing, I think, a taxi driver, and he was under a bit of pressure, and and I was kind of a bit chilled sitting in the back. I haven't got anything to do, so just sit there and watch Theo do his stuff, and he had a bit of a sweat on, and
you leant from the back, didn't you? And wiped his top lip. You got a bit of a sweat on there.
Yeah. He wanted to kill me.
He was about to go.
But good fun. Good fun.
Cool. Now, some bumps and bruises you picked up on the way. I remember on the Potter, I saw you dislocate your elbow pretty bad.
Elbow dislocation.
Do you remember that?
Which one was that? I thought you said
No, I
remember that.
Which one was that?
So it was when the twins try for the Tri Wizarding Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And they get blown out of the cup, and it was Brad and Gordon Seed. Yeah. And it was straight to the floor of the Great Hall, which is just a solid flagstone floor. Yeah. And
that is the hardest hit I've ever had.
Really?
Is that, yeah. It was like being hit by a bus. I mean.
Because it was a good 15, 20 foot dropped to concrete.
Yeah.
But other bumps and bruises you picked up on the way?
I've seen
you knocked out, I think.
Yeah, knocked out, and just dislocations, fractures, and you all day long, you know how it goes.
Yeah. But now, you're a big personality, Brad. We've had some of the best. I mean, you've given me the best nights out of my life. Like, we've done some crazy stuff.
And me, to be fair, probably. Yeah.
Can you tell me some of the adventures? What happens when we all get together and, we're not working, we've had a full day.
Can I say this?
We can say it. You can say it.
So we find out how much.
Oh, no. So, I mean, the thing is, the Potter got, we were like a family, weren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, it really grew
into,
and we'd do anything for each other. And, we have some great times, and, any specifics I can't really think of.
What about Scotland on the third film?
Plead the fifth, Brad,
plead the fifth.
What about Scotland on number three?
I wasn't there.
It is obviously like, it's a dangerous job, and you've just listed off some of your injuries. When you're recovering from those injuries, what is it about the job that means you always want to get back to it? You can't,
I just love being inside, and when it all kicks off and the action, and your friends are there, and it is the best thing ever. And it's I just worked with Michael Bay.
Oh, cool!
He was amazing. But at one point, and this is the movie Transformers. What's it called? The Violence of the Moment. It's called. I think it's the fifth movie. But it was at one point, and I was thinking, I thought I was in like Vietnam or something like that. We were doing this medieval scene, which is the beginning of the film. It's kind of the backstory to Transformers.
Okay.
And at one point, we had a helicopter flying over. There was two rigs on wire cams. There was two wire cams. There were drones. There was Michael Bay in between us too. There was a fireball which was on a line which was about 15 foot wide, which was on fire. There was the explosions going off everywhere, and it was just the maddest thing ever. And this is crazy. This is madness. Yeah. And but it was amazing, and it looks amazing. He looks amazing. He's an amazing director.
Yeah, and
he loves it. He loves it. He just loves being in there. The action. He's great.
Yeah, cool. And have you ever felt underappreciated on set?
Oh yeah, definitely. That happens quite a lot. But then there's other people you're really appreciated by, and they show their appreciation. But that's life, isn't it? That's the way it goes.
And do you feel like we were a team, weren't we, on Potter?
Yeah.
Have you felt that sense of team again since leaving the Potter franchise on all the films?
Well, we kind of got this. The Game of Thrones is kind of the next kind of. I mean, I've been on Game of Thrones since season three, and it's same kind of thing. But it's like they joke. It's like I'm watching Game of Thrones. It's like, where's Wally with Brad? Because it's every episode you've been killed a few times. Yeah.
What do you think is like different about stunt guys as opposed to, because most people, if they do something and they break their leg, they're like, I'm never going to do that again, whatever that was. Yeah. Whereas stunt guys just keep coming back. And like, do you think there's an attitude or there's something that's just different about you guys? Or
I really don't know. This is a really kind of tough question.
Sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, at all.
Do you not find, and a lot of people have said it, that they're more scared of doing a bad job than they are the hurt themselves?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I'd rather die than not do a job. You know, or let everybody. That sounds a bit stupid, but you know, I mean, you know, it's a really strange thing. I mean, because obviously I was there with Dave when he had the accident. Yeah. And I mean, even though that happened, I never thought for one minute that I was not going to do my job again.
Yeah.
That never even came into my mind.
Right.
You know. And that was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
That was a pretty tough time. And you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to list off the stunt list. Mm-hmm. Car knockdown.
Yes, not naked. That wasn't naked.
No, naked. Just answer every one of these naked. Yep, naked. Yeah,
like, which one's naked?
Car knockdown. Yep.
Yeah.
Stairfall.
Yep, naked.
That was naked.
And what was that on?
That was a TV program called Skins.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bruises and bumps? Any carpet burns?
A couple little carpet burns. Yeah. Tiny ones.
Fire job?
Yes, lots and lots and lots.
And do you like fire?
I love fire. Yeah. I love fire. Yeah.
Cool. Been licked by the flame?
Yes. I had a little chemical peel last year. Yeah, I just kind of took some skin off.
High falls?
No, that's not really my thing. But a few
people say that about high falls. Who say, no, I would just say to somebody, no, that's not my thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's guys out there amazing at doing that stuff and are really in control, and I let those guys do that. I mean, any other stuff, any height work and stuff, that is okay. But, that's not really my thing.
Plenty of bullet hits?
Oh, loads, yeah.
Yeah, been drowned?
Buried?
Buried,
yeah.
Is there a story where you got buried? Did you have to get buried under the sand?
Yes, I were in Turkey, and basically it was two armies. One army is going to do a surprise attack. We're on a beach. So anyway, about 30 of us are buried, about probably two and a half feet in the ground on our bellies. We've got mesh over the top of our heads to stop so we can breathe. The scene is basically we're buried here. The enemy walk over the top of us. When from behind, we come out and we attack them from behind. Anyway, so we're all in there, ready to go through. We two on action. Anyway, action. We action and we go to go. Nothing, and we can't move at all. Literally, you cannot move your finger like this. And it was really kind of claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so obviously we didn't come out, and then they had to dig out 30 of us. The whole crew were digging, we're in there digging all the sand out. But the sand was kind of moist, and it basically, by the time they'd got ready and got us all in there, we were stuck. We were like, it was really kind of a mental thing. Like, okay, now just go into a zone, can't breathe, and we'll be out in a minute.
Was there any part of you thinking, what if I'm the only one who hasn't come up and everyone else is gone? Because, like, did you know at the time, did you know that everyone else was struggling, or did you just think, I can't get
no,
out?
No, I didn't even think about anyone else. He's so selfish.
Because I'd be going, shit, they've all gone up, I can't get out, they're going to forget I'm in here. Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. But those situations, see, that's the sort of situations where you kind of, it's like diving, you know, underwater, you panic and you're dead.
Yeah.
And you just got to kind of calm down, breathe. Yeah. And, yeah.
If you can,
yeah.
Here's a question quickly about, because your son's just about to join the register.
Yeah.
And are you going to be working together? Is that exciting?
Yes, it's really exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for him. A new chapter in his life. I do worry about him.
Yeah,
he's my boy, you know. But yeah. He'll be right. He's a man now, so he's made a decision, and that's up to him.
We've got a lot of stunt babies we're talking about on this film. A lot of kids have gone into it. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it shows what the fun job it is, exactly.
Brilliant. Brad, thanks very much
Brilliant,
for coming
mate.
In. Yeah,
awesome.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah, cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you again to Brad for joining us this week on this episode of Cunning Stunts. We'll be back next week. Until then, stay safe, look after you and yours, and a happy new year. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.